Well, it's one of those feelings where it hasn't sunk in yet. It's just slowly, slowly sinking in. When we're on the pitch at the end, it did feel surreal that we scored four goals against Chelsea and come back from 2-0 down. Great performance. We attacked them. We said we would. We were a better team when we're positive. And honestly, you know, the way the lads played in the second half in particular, I thought we did okay first half. First 20 minutes were good. The goal gave us belief, and we just took the game to them and kick into our fans in the second half. You know, the supporters made it like a home game.
I'm not one for history books, but no team comes to Stamford Bridge and puts four past Chelsea.
Well, you know, they're a resolute team, but you know, we got the balance right today by having a strong base but having players who could cause them problems. And you know, even Yatesy and Billy Clark, when they came on, made contributions. Obviously Yatesy's got a magnificent goal for us. So yeah, it was good all-round performance. We're absolutely ecstatic. It is ranking right up there with certainly my best moment in football. You know, beating Villa, getting the result of Villa to get to Wembley was great for the magnitude of getting to Wembley, but for overall performance against the top team in the division, this has got to be the best.
Yeah, we're a little bit sloppy almost first half, but apart from, you know, the goals that we gave away, we were just brilliant. Kept the ball well, we kept our shape well, and everybody put in a stint.
Yeah, I mean, we've got an honest team, and you know, you need honesty out there because you need a disciplined performance against players of this calibre. And everyone did the job, the disciplined side of the game, which was so important. You know, we had asked Hans to do a job on the fullback at times. He did that great. But overall, everyone stuck to the job. The defenders stood up manfully to some, you know, world-class players. And you know, we've got to look forward to the draw on Monday.
Tell me what was going through your mind when Mark Yates put the fourth in.
Yeah, just couldn't quite believe it, but he's such a great
guy. Did you look at Steve Parkin and go, no way?
Well, Jose Mourinho came over to shake hands with us, and Steve shook hands with him, and I didn't want to do it, because even at 4-2 with 3 minutes to go, you're never over the line. And you know, you only needed one moment from one of their players to get it back to 4-3, and this crowd would have lifted, and we had to see the game through. But Jose Mourinho, he's come into the dressing room afterwards and shook every player by the hand and credited the team for the way we played.
Yeah, and the 6,000 City supporters, what an afternoon. We could have sold that out, you know, four times over, couldn't we, today? But they've had a treat, haven't they?
Yeah, they've had a terrific day, and you know, it was an incredible atmosphere. It was almost like a home game in the second half. All you could hear was the Bradford fans. It kind of, you know, made us more positive in our play. And we said at half-time, the lads, look, we're kicking to our supporters. You know, let's really give them something to go home smiling about, whether it's a win or a draw or whatever happens. Let's attack and be positive every time we can. And I think we were.
Who do we take on next, Phil? Where do we come from here?
I don't know. I just want to enjoy this moment because it is a special.
Yeah, I know you want to get to the dressing room, so thanks, Phil,
Thank you. Well done.
Well done to all the players today.
The FA Cup full-time rewind.
It's Andrew Davies, who's beaten by Zoom. Might be a chance in the air for Little. Strikes it. It cannons off of Gary Cahill, and it's gone behind for a City corner. Certainly called hold of it, Little. It's going to be a first City corner, first corner of the game. It's going to be Philippe Moraes who will take it on this right-hand side. Mercado's in there. Davies is in there. Going to head chance for Davies. Oh, it's off a line. It was a save to the left-hand side by Chick. Moraes puts it back in there and they scramble it clear. It looked as though it had gone over the line. Somehow, the big Czech goalkeeper clawed it clear. It looked as though Andrew Davies had opened the scoring. Oscar will take it again in the bright fluorescent green boots. Here it comes again in towards the near post. Our chance, and it's in. It's turned in at the near post. I think it was Gary Cahill who got a flick. There was a real element of good fortune about it, and Williams rooted to the spot. Not a great goal, but it is a goal that puts Chelsea in front. They lead by a goal to nil. Moraes is giving it away towards Ramirez. He's got options. Salah's first touch should be a tap in. Walks in and hits the post, and they score a second, and City guilty of gifting the opportunity. It was given away by Moraes. They sped forward, 3-2, and it was a tap in from Ramirez, who was a little bit fortunate because it came off the woodwork and crept over the line. Plenty forward for the Bantams. Here it is from Moraes in towards the penalty spot. Davies is there. He gets a flick on it. Forced to not. Back stick might be a chance for Stead. Edge of the area. He's forced to check it. And his left foot strikes it and scores. City are back in it. Left footed finish from John Stead. Czech got a hand to it in the roof of the net, and the Bantams are back in it in front of the 6,000 supporters. Chelsea 2, City 1.
Great finish, wasn't it?
And Hansen has it. Meredith down the left-hand side. He comes across in towards Stead. Oh, he's pulled down, was he? Cahill certainly had a piece of him. Might be a chance for a race. Back across goal. Comes off the defender. It's going to be another corner to City.
We're all over him.
Come on, City. Rack. Here comes Meredith. Long throw. Hansen with a flick. Half chance. Oh, save. But score! Race has scored! In front of the City supporters. Wales away towards the corner flag. Oh, it came back to Moraes. And against the club, who released him? He put City back in it. Unbelievable stuff. We dared to dream. We've got an equaliser at the bridge. It is 2-2.
Can you believe it?
It's unbelievable stuff. The Premier League leaders were 2-0. City would not give up. 2-2 here at Stamford Bridge. Edge of the 18-yard box. Taking on Azpilicueta, comes across in towards Stead, back to go. Can he work? No, and he still has it. A chance!
Oh my god!
Right hand corner in front of the supporters. City lead. We dare to dream.
Oh my god.
They are in front here at Stamford Bridge. Who would believe it? This is miracle football from the Bantams. 3-2 up at Stamford Bridge. Unbelievable.
I cannot get my head. What a move. What great play.
Into the feet of Stead. Back to goal. Still has he Stead. Chance for Yates. 4-2. Wow. In front of the City fans. It's game over. City are going to beat the Premier League leaders. Unbelievable. They lead by 4-2. The Chelsea fans are heading for the exit door. The FA Cup fifth round is on the way for City. This is incredible. Every single supporter on their feet. The flags have been swung above their heads. The referee puts his whistle to his lips. Unbelievable. City have beaten Chelsea. The Premier League leaders have been humbled by the Bantams. Who would have believed it? We dared to dream. We're pinching ourselves. They have been amazing. City have won by 4-2. Humbled at the bridge by the Bantams.
I can't get my head around it.